Esther Purvis Smith stars in Bailey's Way, Episode 7, King Eddie.
One thing I learned really fast, when you're called to a private residence late at night to defuse any kind of domestic disturbance, especially as it may involve alcohol, drugs, family feuds, or ex-lovers, do so at peril. This can be as dangerous as cornering a prowler.
I'm not leaving until I see Patty.
Then I'll make you leave.
Easy there, guys. No pushing.
Stand in one spot. Do not raise your voice. Do not touch anybody.
I just want to talk to
her. Well, she doesn't want to talk to you.
Don't push him. Do not take
sides. Everyone stay calm.
I need to see her.
Who's Patty?
This is her house.
Were you invited to this party,
no,
sir?
No, he wasn't.
Is Patty willing to talk to this man?
She doesn't want to see him.
Does Patty ever speak for herself?
Patty!
Get out of here, Tilden!
Don't push him. Is that your name? Is your name Tilden?
If he pushes me one more time...
Let's go sit in my car. We're getting wet. Come on. Just me and you.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving, Patty! King Eddie is free!
That man is really crazy.
I want to see Patty for a minute.
I'll see if she will.
No, sir. I don't think you quite understand me. I want to see Patty, and I want to see her alone. Right now.
Who called the cops?
Next door neighbor.
Probably the one on the corner. They don't tolerate the blues.
It's pretty loud.
We're celebrating.
What's the occasion?
My new single made the top 10.
It do look familiar.
Patty Rose.
Sorry, I used to keep up. Anyway, the reason I'm calling, there was a skirmish on your doorstep. Who's Tilden?
Old boyfriend.
Who's the other guy, the guy in the sunglasses?
Half-blind Harold. He's my bass player. New boyfriend.
Bodyguard, gatekeeper.
Ooh, you catch on quickly.
You can't come out and talk to the guy, save us all the noise?
It would have been worse if I had.
Do you expect he might come back?
He might.
Are there any guns on the premises?
Good night, officer. I'll turn down the music. A little.
Ooh la la, mama done talking. I'm Constable Tannis Bailey, and I used to be able to play the House of the Rising Sun on my own guitar. So there.
Good morning, Staff Sergeant.
You're late again, Constable.
Am I? My watch says... My watch has stopped, sir. Wonder when that happened.
Have you been to the drugstore, Bailey?
The drugstore, sir?
To get your goofy pills?
Oh, that's a good one, sir.
There's somebody here to see you. Over by the window.
Oh. I'll be darned. Thank you, sir.
Get your watch fixed.
I will, sir.
I don't need any goofy pills. I come by it naturally.
Hello again.
Hi, Tannis. Let's go for coffee. Last time I was in a police station, I was getting busted.
I knew you looked familiar.
You did, too. It bugged me all night. I woke up at 4 in the morning. Tannis Bailey. I've put on some weight.
You look fine.
You've muscled up.
You know, so I can leap tall buildings and stop bullets and stuff like that.
You're still funny.
It's getting harder.
You like being a cop?
It has its ups and downs, but yeah, it's going okay. I'm getting there somewhere. What is it, 10 years?
I figured that out. It's 9. I was 27 and you were 17.
Patricia McKay.
Rose is my middle name.
A showboat. What happened to you?
After L.A., I went back to Vancouver for a while, then moved to Calgary. I've been here for 2 years. Music scene's grown here a lot, and my new CD is doing really well.
Congratulations. Oh, what's it called?
Patty Rose Live. It was taped at the King Eddie last summer. The show was amazing.
I knew you'd make it someday.
I've hardly made it, Tannis, but I'm proud of the work. I wrote all the songs. One of them is drawing some attention, getting some airplay.
That's great.
I'm sorry I was rude to you last night.
You weren't rude.
Oh, yeah, I was.
Or traditional antagonists.
I need your help.
Fire away.
Tilden's been stalking me. I'm getting worried.
When did it start?
A few weeks ago.
Old boyfriends, huh?
Yeah, we played together in Vancouver for a while. He played guitar. I hadn't seen him in years. He disappeared. I'd given him up for dead. He's pretty messed up when we called it quits, but he's even more messed up now.
You look pretty shabby, all right.
He's living on the street. He doesn't have any real friends anymore. I feel sorry for him, but I don't want him in my life.
Fair enough.
Will you talk to him for me?
Did you file a complaint?
No. I don't want to make things too awful for him, and I don't want to be attached to anything unsavory right now. My agent will wag her finger. Couldn't you just go and scare him a little bit?
Scare him?
You know, read him the riot act or something? If you don't do it, Harold will, and that could be disastrous.
You should file a complaint.
That's okay. Forget it. I understand.
Jeez, oh, Patricia.
No, really.
Okay. Just this once.
I knew I could count on you, hon.
Where can I find him? My father, a colonel in the Air Force, was stationed in Victoria at the time. And my mother had just left him for someone else, and I was all angry and screwed up, and I quit high school and ran away. I was hitchhiking down the Oregon coast, and a woman picked me up in a van. We spent 2 weeks together along the ocean, heading for San Francisco. She was a lot older than me. Well, the sister I never had, perhaps. She was so cool. She was a blues singer. She taught me to play a little guitar, and in various ways, taught me about being a woman. We made some cassette tapes, a kind of audible travelogue with songs and conversation. When we parted in San Francisco, she was going on to L.A. to nurture her music career. She gave me those tapes. She said they would matter more to me than to her. I don't even know if I still have them.
I'm looking for Tilden. Any of you guys seen him today?
Oh, you just missed him, officer.
Any idea where he went?
Yeah, he went to see Hendrix.
I don't get it.
Till he shot himself last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I'm the one who found him. I heard the shot and came running. It woke me up.
That's pretty brave. Where were you?
Down the river, over a ways, over there.
Where exactly?
On that bench. First one down there.
Where was he?
Under the bridge there.
How well did you know him?
You know, he was weirded out on crack all the time. Hey, he left a suicide note, though.
Did you read it?
We all did. Hey, so can you.
What do you mean?
The note was written in spray paint on a big cement upright on the underside of the bridge where his body was found. It says, King Eddie is free, but the morning will come without me. Signed, Tilly.
Did Tilden always carry a gun?
Well, not that I ever saw. He always carried a can of spray paint, though. His little sayings are all over the place. See that splash of blood? Now that's art.
What's your name?
It's Potter.
Thanks for answering my questions.
Hey, officer, no problem.
I feel awful, Tannis. If I just talked to him last night, like you said, maybe it wouldn't have happened. He has a sister in Winnipeg who might have been willing to help. I could have given him the money to go out there. I certainly thought of it. The doomed outnumber the survivors in this crazy business.
When did you meet him, Patty?
After I got back to Vancouver from L.A. We put a band together, and we had a torrid love affair for about a year, and then we ended up fighting about everything. He had a very bad temper.
You seem attracted to men with tempers.
Yeah, I've noticed that, too.
Was he using them?
We all were.
Are you now?
God, no. It's been years.
Crack isn't free. Where do you think he was getting the money for his habit?
Theft? Prostitution? Pick one, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was a good time we had on the road together, wasn't it, Tannis?
Yeah, good memories.
You saw those tapes we made?
I've moved so many times since then, I don't know where the heck they are.
Poor Tilden.
I have to get going now. Duty calls.
We're returning to the Eddie starting tonight. Come hear me sing sometime?
I'll try to, Patty. Take five, everybody. Hello?
Hi, Ace. It's Donaldson. You know that suicide underneath the Center Street Bridge you told me about?
Yeah, what about it?
Autopsy came in. Guy was so whacked on crack, he was most likely unconscious at the time he was shot. The case has come over to homicide. If we need you, we'll call.
Don't be so subtle, Donaldson. I'm off duty. It's been pouring rain for 2 days straight. A bluesy afternoon in the city. And I'm hoping like hell I haven't stumbled into a pit. Who have you become, Patricia? King Eddie Hotel.
The home of the blues, well known in the business. Sunday's his open stage. Come and play for free, get discovered.
Mind if I sit here?
Be my guest.
Thanks. He's pretty good.
He's only 18, man. He's going to be very good. Can you play?
I can play House of the Rising Sun slower than any human being on Earth.
It wasn't meant to be fast.
You look familiar. Do you play in a band I might know of? Wait a minute. You're in Patty Rose's band. You're the bass player, Half Blind Harold.
Tis I.
Wow, what a thrill. I love your new CD.
Tell all your friends.
Hey, I have to ask you this, man. Are you really blind at all, or is that just a cool tag?
I'm blind in one eye. Is the other half of you as pretty as this half?
I'm a total knockout.
What music magazine do you write for?
Too smart. I sort of freelance, yeah.
I can spot you guys a mile away.
So you've got a hit tune, huh?
Yeah, the King Eddie song. Patty penned it a long time ago, but she didn't think it was any good. I told her better.
Well, we're all glad you did.
It's a ticket, man.
Hey, I heard that an old boyfriend of Patty Rose's was shot to death last night. Did you hear that? A guy named Tilden, I think.
Never heard of him. Where did it happen?
Under the Center Street Bridge.
Tough neighborhood. No place to go strolling. Drug addicts, prostitution, can get your throat slit for a nickel.
Yeah. It must be great.
What must?
To be playing with Patty Rose. She's the coolest.
I'd die for her.
Strong talk.
The band's got a room upstairs. Would you like to come up and get more comfortable? I've got lots of good stories about life and death.
I don't think so.
Tell me you're tempted.
I'm tempted.
I'll live with it. Buzz off.
I was just going. Going, going, gone.
And may the god of the blues open up a hole in the floor and suck you all the way down, half-baked. Contradictions lead to suspicions. You knew who Tilden was last night.
Here it is. Patty Rose live. King Eddie last summer. She's great. I was there.
Oh, yeah?
The King Eddie song. Great blues ballad from the point of view of a dead man. I read that B.B. King wants to cover it.
Really, eh?
Apparently.
Can I listen to it here?
Sure. Grab that headset.
Recorded live at the King Edward Hotel in Calgary, Alberta, June 29th, 1997. All songs written by Patty Rose. Let's see what all the fuss is about.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Patty Rose!
Thank you! Good to be back in Calgary. It's been a long time. My heart is ablaze. My dream is begun.
Patty, I really don't know where those tapes we made are. But if they're anywhere, they're... Bingo. Right here. I'm a pack rat from way back, baby.
Testing. One, two, three. This is Patricia McKay.
This is Tannis Bailey.
And we're on the road to paradise. That's life. I'm going.
There's four tapes in total. A lot of it is pretty insipid, but not all of it. We were camped on the beach somewhere in Northern California when we made this one.
You ever been in love, Tannis?
Only once.
Tell me about him.
He's a fighter pilot.
Fly guy.
Man, he was so cool. I used to wander out onto the tarmac just to look at him, and he'd always take the time to talk to me. His jumpsuit used to drive me nuts, all those pockets and zippers.
How old were you?
14. What about you?
Oh, he's a guitar player I've been seeing.
Is he good?
Oh, yeah. His name's Tilly. He's a real good songwriter, too. Listen to this one. Nobody's heard it yet. It happened at the King Eddie Hotel in Calgary a few years ago. An all-black blues band called Power from Chicago were playing, and some skinheads drove up in a truck and started a big riot outside the tavern. And a guy was clubbed on the head and died. Tilly was there. He saw it all. The crowd finally beat the skinheads back, but the killer was never caught.
That's awful.
My heart is ablaze. My head is a drum. King Eddie is free, but the money
I knew that song.
Detective Donaldson.
Hi, Ray Tennis.
How are you doing, Ace?
I've got the blues. Are you busy?
I'm always busy.
Patty told me two different stories. 9 years ago, she said she was lovers with Tilden then. And today, she said they didn't meet until after we went to California together.
Is that a big deal?
It gets compounded.
Ace, why can't you just give out traffic tickets and be happy?
Shut up and listen.
Sorry.
She told me 9 years ago that Tilden had written a song called King Eddie. She even sang it for me. I have it on tape, for God's sake.
And now she's saying that she wrote it?
Right.
Motivation for murder?
The song is a bona fide hit. B.B. King wants to cover it. This business makes millionaires, Ray. Maybe Tilden threatened to sue her. I'm not saying she did it. I have trouble imagining that, but... her boyfriend or her agent?
These off-duty entanglements of yours are going to get you canned one day. If I was your staff sergeant...
My staff sergeant never slept with me.
I don't mean to hurt your feelings.
Don't flatter yourself. Let me talk to Patty again myself.
No.
Why not?
Because it isn't your job.
So stop me from seeing a friend.
This is obstruction, Tannis.
And I gave them to you.
You came.
Great set. Am I bothering you? Do you need some space?
No, I'm just getting some air. Secondhand smoke will be the death of me yet.
You used to smoke?
I used to do a lot of things I don't do now.
You never used to lie.
I'm way ahead of you, hon. You found those tapes we made.
Yeah, I did.
You're the only person in the whole world besides me who knows I didn't write that song. So what? You think I'd shoot Tilly for it?
Did you?
I still can't believe you're a cop. That's a long ways from Paradise Road, you know what I mean, hon?
Did you shoot him, Patty?
How did you ever decide that?
Please answer me.
No.
Did Harold?
If you can prove it, then God take his soul. I wouldn't protect a murderer even if he was my lover or my bass player.
Do you think this is easy for me?
You want to get personal? I think it's killing you, hon. But I'm fascinated. Lay it on me. Keep going.
Was Tilden stalking you for the song?
He wanted his credit, sure. He was an artist first. A pretty screwed up one, but he still had some dignity left. Not much. Ah, oh, Tannis. He used to beat me up all the time. He wrote one good song in his life. Do you see the arithmetic? And I'll make another confession to you.
I'm listening.
I was giving him money since the very first day he came back into my life.
Did you know he was a crack addict?
Of course I did. Was I trying to kill him with kindness? I don't know. I think I had myself convinced I was just paying him his due royalties. No one can know about this, hon. I've worked too hard to get this far. Our secret...
Patty?
I'm here!
Are you okay? Who's out there with you?
Don't get alerted, Harold. I'm with a friend.
What kind of friend makes you mad?
A good one, man. Leave us alone. We're fine.
It's time to play.
I'll be there! I gotta get back. Are you staying for the rest of the show?
No. I'll say goodnight now.
Goodnight, hon.
Hey, Patty. Would you like to come over and listen to those tapes we made sometime?
Sure, Tannis. I'll go sometime.
I've gone back to the scene of Tilden's death to have another look around. The rain has finally stopped. As I near the spot, I see the beam of a flashlight moving around on the cement upright below the bridge.
Hello? Who's there?
Is that you, Ace?
Donaldson? What the hell are you doing here?
This is my case, remember?
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, we used to fish from this spot.
Ever catch anything?
This big.
Let's play shadows on the wall. What's this?
You're a brat, Dennis.
How you like me for it?
Hey, this is my place. Who came here? This is where Tilly died. Nobody sleeps here now but me. This is Potter's place.
We're
now.
Just paying our respects.
You knew Tilly?
We met once.
I gotta lie down. I gotta get some sleep. I ain't get much last night, you know. Only the shooting kept me up.
I've already talked to this guy, Ace. He doesn't know anything.
No.
Let's go.
I heard the shot, and then I ran like hell.
Just a minute, Ray.
So, Potter, you were scared. You ran away from the shot, huh?
Oh, wouldn't you?
Yesterday he told me he ran toward the shot. He said he was sleeping on that bench over there. This doesn't make any sense.
He's drunk.
It poured all night. Why was he sleeping outside on that bench when it's perfectly dry under here?
Good question.
Maybe he saw something he's not saying.
Hey, Potter, wake up.
What?
Where were you sleeping last night?
I was sleeping right here. I always sleep here. What's the matter?
Will you leave me alone?
What did you see last night?
Who are you?
Let's sober him up.
I told you everything as far as I know. The man shot his own brains out. Good riddance.
You hated him, huh?
I don't like drug addicts.
And you're just an alcoholic.
At least I'm not a cop.
Tough guy. Okay, tough guy, how's this for tough? If you don't start telling the truth, I'm going to arrest you for vagrancy. I could get you 2 days in the cooler. Let me see. I'd say you'll start seeing snakes by about breakfast.
Give me your bottle, Potter.
Okay. It was raining. I was lying under the bridge and I saw a man and a woman carrying Tilden down the steps of the river. They laid him against the upright and the woman said, "You're free now, Tilly." And then a gun went off. I snuck away and a few minutes later I came back and called the cops.
Who shot the gun?
I don't know. It was too dark.
Why didn't you tell the police this before?
I thought they were drug dealers. I'm scared to death of drug dealers. And besides, I didn't care if anybody was ever caught for killing Tilden. He was always singing that Negro music.
You're not out of the woods yet, Potter. You were there, and you already lied.
It's time to pull in Patty.
What should I do? Donaldson made me go home. He's right. I've done everything I can possibly do, and I really don't want to confront Patty again. If she can clear herself from this, I'll consider calling her. Mind if I shut this off?
Hi, Tannis.
How did you get in here, Patty?
You left a window open. You were always leaving things open.
What do you want?
I want that tape we made, hon.
I can't do that, Patty.
Why not?
Because it's evidence now.
What do you mean?
Tilden was murdered and we have a witness. Puts you there, Patty, and Harold, too. The witness is sure he can spot you in a lineup.
I don't believe you.
You said goodbye to Tilly. You said you're free now.
It was too dark to see faces.
Are you sure?
A couple of hours after you left the house, Tilly came back. This time he came with a gun. Harold and I were alone. We were at the kitchen with a nightcap. We heard a noise outside. We went to the door. Tilden was in the yard and he was smashed right out of his head. He tripped over the garden hose and he was down on his hands and knees on the lawn looking for the gun. And finally he just passed out. I wanted to call the police, but Harold talked me out of it. He said we didn't need the scandal. He said he had a better idea. I was drunk. I just went along. We put him in the car. We drove him to the river, and we laid him under the bridge. And then Harold shot him. I didn't know he was going to shoot him, Tavis. I swear it. Harold loves me too much. He's obsessed with me.
Oh, yeah? Is that why he asked me up to his hotel room yesterday afternoon? Because he loves you enough to kill for you? Come on.
You don't know men.
I know liars. I can hear it in your voice, Patty. You pulled the trigger.
Prove it.
The only reason you'd come and ask me to scare Tilden off when he was already dead was to prepare your own innocence.
I was covering up for Harold.
Ridiculous. He spent 2 days planting his guilt in case I got suspicious. The obsessive love, the bad temper.
Oh, you've gotten so stalwart. You used to be like putty in my hands.
Well, I'm not anymore.
We traveled together, Tannis. We share something much bigger than a lousy drug addict's death. We share womanhood, an agony, and survival. We share the blues.
Give yourself up, Patty.
I loved you like a sister.
If you loved me, then tell me the truth.
I killed him. He was mine to kill. But you can't prove anything, hon.
We'll see. I lied to Patty about having a witness who'd seen their faces. I figured she had one more lie up her sleeve, and I thought I could draw it out and maybe even get a confession if I played my cards right. And guess what? It's all on tape. I'd had my microphone set up from the previous night when I was goofing around with my guitar.
When I shut off the California tape, I hit the record button on the other deck at the same time. The investigation continues, and my tape has been accepted as evidence.
Okay, prep tightly now.
Okay, I got it.
Good job. That's it. I'm gonna make it someday, Tanis. And nobody's gonna stand in my way.
I believe you.
That's it.
Do I like being a cop? Does it suit me? I don't have an easy answer to questions like that. Up to this point, I feel like I've spent my whole life getting things wrong. I guess I just want to get things right for a change. I didn't figure my ego would become such an obstacle, that's all. Oh, yeah. Gotta get my watch fixed.
This has been Episode 7 of Bailey's Way by Gordon Penn Gilly. Entitled King Eddie, it starred Esther Purvis-Smith as Tanis Bailey. Others in the cast were David Loraney as Sergeant Mann, Grant Lindeberg as Detective Donaldson, Valerie Ann Pearson as Patty Rose, Douglas McLeod as Half-Blind Harold, Paul Kerr as Potter, and Joe Norman Shaw as Tilden and the Clerk. The music was composed by Dave Hamilton and was performed by Dave Hamilton, Miles Jackson, Mark Insel, and Ray McAndrew. Technical operations and sound effects were conducted by Bob Doble. The program was produced and directed in our Calgary studios by Marty Fishman. I'm Bob Boving, thanking you for listening and inviting your comments. The executive producer of the Mystery Project is Bill Howell, and our coordinating producer is Barry Morgan.